The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Once stigmatized and banned across the United States, marijuana is now legalized in many parts of the country, primarily for medicinal use, but increasingly also for recreation. As cannabis becomes mainstream, Americans in their 70s and 80s who once got high on marijuana in their youth are now using cannabis-infused products to relieve old age aches and pains. VOA's Lada Tahok had the report.
A group of senior citizens from Laguna Woods Village, an upscale retirement community in Southern California, make a monthly bus trip to a cannabis dispensary in Santa Ana, where they enjoy lunch, play bingo, and get a supply of marijuana.
I run. I like to run around, and started having issues with my knees, and somebody suggested, well, why don't you try smoking pot? It will help with your joint issues.
People ages 65 and older are the fastest growing group interested in using marijuana. Some of them smoked pot in their youth.
I used to do it when I was like 18, 19, 20. And had a baby, got married, and stopped doing it. I missed it at times, but after a while, you just kind of grow out of it. And then you kind of get to a certain age, and you're relaxed, and you have and everybody up was doing it again.
The Bud and Bloom Cannabis Dispensary in Santa Ana provides free bus service for the seniors, as well as instruction on safe use of the weed.
We have to be very cognizant of the fact that it can interact with certain other medications. And so if an elderly person or really anybody is on multiple pharmaceuticals, blood thinner, seizure medications, and the list goes on, they really should have a physician looking at potential drug interactions so that person does not end up in an emergency room with an issue.
Experts say more research is needed on marijuana in general, but most agree that appropriate use can alleviate some of the problems associated with old age, such as sleeplessness, tension, arthritis, back pain, stiff muscles, and moodiness. With marijuana entering mainstream America, there is a growing industry of cannabis-linked products. Marijuana is still banned by federal law, but California and about 10 other U.S. states have legalized the drug for recreational as well as medicinal use. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you're back here next week for another edition of Healthy Living.
That was a program from the Voice of America.